Sophia Maravel is enjoying a break from college to work with her father, Nick. He has a large organic farm in Adamstown, Maryland. This year, they planted corn and soybeans, but they also raised chicken and cattle. Sophia is an active member of the organic movement at college.
There is a huge youth movement, at least at my school, Colorado College, and witnessed it across a lot of schools, of sort of back-to-earth movement of organic farming.
Sophia says the organic movement is key to sustaining the environment and the human race. She says her organic garden at college is selling vegetables to the college catering service.
We're thinking ahead of a lot of the older people in this society. And this is actually, I think, a global movement.
Sophia has visited organic farms in Europe and India. She complains that her school does not offer the classes she and other students would like to take.
We wanted to get a little bit more hands-on knowledge because our school wasn't really offering us those kinds of courses or classes, and so we wanted to, you know, not just sit around and read a book, but actually do something. A lot of us were really frustrated that we weren't doing anything.
Sophia is not alone. A recent study by the National Wildlife Federation concludes that although students are increasingly committed to sustainability, universities are not responding in kind. Julian Canary with the National Wildlife Federation directed the study.
What we have found is that there's great and growing interest in greening the campus operations. But what we're not seeing is a high level of interest around integrating sustainability in the classroom.
The study is called Generation E, Students Leading for a Sustainable, Clean Energy Future. The E stands for ecology, sustainable economics, and social equity. The study looked at 160 college campuses where students are active.
After 20 years of working with students, we are seeing unprecedented levels of engagement and creativity like we haven't seen in 20 years. And we felt like this is, you know, echoing the civil rights movement and the peace movements of the 60s and 70s.
For example, these students from all over the country show their clean energy projects every year in Washington, D.C. Recently in the Capitol, students at the Solar Decathlon showed solar homes they built themselves.
Students are really stepping up and leading in unprecedented ways. And for every obstacle you could come up with, there is a student group that's, you know, really confronting that obstacle in ways that can be adapted to other settings.
Canary says students across the country have organized green gatherings, pushed for change in local regulations, and promoted organically grown food at their schools. She says youth movements have also become politically active, promising to vote after looking at a candidate's record on the environment. For producer Zulima Palacio, this is Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Purpose.